It's a good evening or whatever time of day for you. Welcome to this Wednesday gathering of a bunch of people here live on the conference call, simulcast with this show on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. My name is Thijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. Today it is Wednesday, April 22nd. 2020. Wednesday night means questions and answers with the Elohim. Elohim is a group soul on the other side of the veil that is speaking through Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. And when you hear a ding that somebody else joining in live on the call, I welcome that caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heise. It's Prudy.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, you guys.
All right. And for those that want to submit a question, you can do so per email. And the email address is questions. At intelligent-infinity.com. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn looks through the questions during the show, and he usually tries to ask all the questions during the show. Welcome the next caller. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heise and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, hello, Shirley. And right after this show, we go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call. First, we have another person joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, good Jane. Evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
The Whole Planet Healing conference call is only accessible by phone, and you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will give you the phone number, which is 712-770-4340. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. We appreciate you being here. And the access code for the call is 712-770-4340-250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Don.
Don.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Thank you. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, friends.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Did Jill come in?
She's not here yet, no.
Okay. We had one come in that you didn't. Ask for the name and location, so I just want to...
Well, there are people that I recognize that are anonymous, want to stay anonymous, so then I don't ask for it.
I get it. Okay, thank you.
All right. And I welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you, and we appreciate your presence here. And we wait for Wynn and Terry to call in and present themselves. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location. And the next one, welcome. Please say your name and location.
No.
Hello, Helen. Welcome.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Giggles.
I can't open my mouth without giggling.
This is totally fine. It's a healthy thing. Some more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Dawn in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Welcome to you, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Thank you.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
All right.
Has anybody on the call ever had a professional level reflexology session?
I used to give them.
Woo!
Did you notice any benefits from it? Or?
Oh, sure.
I am a reflexologist.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
cool. Welcome to the call. We have another caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, it's Bonnie in Corona, California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hello.
I've been trying to do my auto reflexology. It's kind of hard to reach your own feet, though.
Does that mean when you're in the car?
No, yeah. Playing in bed.
That's a joke.
It'd be a little dangerous when you're driving.
In the garage, you know.
That's worse than texting, isn't it?
Doesn't sound like you're very flexible if you can't reach your feet very easily.
Yeah.
That's not a judgment. It just means that you're not moving enough.
Yeah. I can reach my feet.
Try bending. Try bending.
I can reach my feet.
There are
all kinds of things. I appreciate your dry sense of humor, Don.
You can actually do reflexology on yourself, which since my hand is ruined, that's what I've been doing is I'm teaching people how they can be at home and have an issue and where to go on their feet that will help that issue.
Right. What I've been checking out, just went online, looked up reflexology charts, started going to town.
To the next caller. Thanks for being here. Please say name and location.
Amy, West Virginia.
Welcome
Hi,
back, Amy.
Amy.
Good evening.
Hey, Amy.
Good evening.
Yeah, I did reflexology and also iridology, and between the two of them, you can do a lot of good.
What's irid?
Iridology.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a science of looking in the iris of the eye.
Okay.
Every part of the body is represented there.
Yeah. We have someone else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Mindy from Oregon.
Good evening.
Hi,
Mindy. Welcome.
Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Hi.
Welcome. So then do you massage your eyeball?
No. It's for reference only. If doctors were to use it, they would be much more efficient. They'd be able to tell, you know, you go in and say, well, it hurts. It hurts here, but they don't know why it hurts there. But if you looked in your iris, you might be able to find out what's going on.
Unfortunately, in med school, they're not taught that. They're taught pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely.
You're not even taught nutritionally.
Yep.
You have 30 minutes of nutrition in 6 years of studies.
Yeah, some of them get up to about 8 hours, but that's not enough to do much good for, you know.
Out of 6 or 7 years, that doesn't even begin to cover the bread.
No.
If you look at your face is the roadmap of your whole body. Everything on your face on the right side represents your whole body on the right side. Everything on your left side of your face represents the left side of your face. And if I described your nose, you'd never look at your nose the same anymore.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Welcome, welcome.
As we wait for Wynn and Terry to get into gear.
When they come on, you can always snore.
One of the shocks that I learned after learning iridology and looking at people's eyes, was that I found out that certain people had false eyes, glass eyes that I didn't know.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Carrie.
Thank you.
Oh, Alicia, hi.
Greetings
from Sedona.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi,
Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
And the next caller, welcome. Please share name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Liebenthal.
Good evening, Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
And the next caller, welcome. Please share name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Is Terry here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Been here for half an hour.
Hello, Terry.
plus or minus 20 minutes.
Plus or minus.
You're tattletale.
Yeah, well, he knows because he just came in and he says, get on the line.
I know.
Well, we're sure glad to have both of you here.
Well, thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Yay.
All right. And welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. We appreciate your beingness here on the call.
Wynn, don't you have a birthday coming up?
No.
No. No, he that's what Lisa said every year.
Right. Well, I kind of was expecting that answer.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say the location.
This is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Good evening,
Hi. Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Steven and Pat.
All right. I'm going to turn off the ding.
Give me 2 minutes. I'm just putting in.
Full moon tonight, you guys.
New moon.
And it's a change of everything.
Good.
I read a thing about the new moon, and it said that tomorrow will be tragedy, and I can't get it out of my mind. I need to dump that.
Who said that?
You dump that.
It was going to be a tragedy for the garbage. That's what it is. Because all the garbage is
the beginning
of your longings.
Well, they were talking about the plant where the planets are right now, and this being the new moon, and they said, that numerically and astrologically, the planets indicate that, and it bothers me. I wish I had a good question to ask.
Darling, all it's saying is that the status quo is clashing with the new direction. That's all that's going on. And the new direction is going to be. I like that.
Can I keep it?
Well, that's it, darling.
And with the new direction, we're not taking our garbage and our fear.
I like that, too.
Well, that's what's happening here.
The new moon is an opportunity to set new patterns for the next cycle.
It's also the best time to plant. Plant your seeds, plant your plants that you want to get in the ground. That's the farmer woman in me.
Yeah, well, that goes for us, too. Plant the seeds that we want to grow in our lives.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Set your intentions.
Yep.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Roger.
Hi. Hi.
All
anybody grow sweet peas?
I must be early.
Not this year. I have, though.
I guess if you're here ahead of wind, you're early.
I grow Jerusalem artichokes.
I've eaten sweet peas.
Yeah, I eat sweet peas, too, but these are sweet pea flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to get it.
Oh, I like those.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I gave thank some you. To my grandchildren thank last you. Week to plant.
I've thank eaten sweet peas.
I have some sweet peas in the fridge.
Yeah, I cooked some sweet peas for supper. Anybody on the line do any Qigong at all?
Yes.
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 No.
I need a guide, though.
Yeah, me too. I need a guide, too, and I was just wondering if anybody else does Qigong, and there's a whole bunch of new Qigong stuff that I got from Dr. Ong today.
Yeah, into Qigong.
Yes, Dr. Ong,
Google it, and you'll get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Qigong
what you Google ain't the same as what I got.
For beginners and for older folks and all kinds of different kinds.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have someone else join in. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Yes, it's Brian from Michigan.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
What I got
hello, everybody.
Special mantras for people that do Qigong.
Well, I like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah, me too.
Is my mic working?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
yes, very
well. Okay. Cool. Great. Hi, Don. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
yeah, Wanda was just asking about Qigong. You know Qigong, right?
Yeah, yeah, I heard you. Yeah, actually, the course I sent you, I think it's still for free. If anybody's interested, there's a really good course that I have a coupon that you get it free. It's usually $200.
Oh, nice. That's kind of you.
Yeah. I am ready.
That's
Gary's not
fantastic.
Gary is not ready.
No.
No, I'm never ready. I'm never ready because I always wonder what is going to happen.
The never ready battery.
We all do, Gary.
Well, muted.
Terry, I know we all greatly appreciate you being here and doing what you do. Same with you, Wynn. And I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
Is White Dove on the line?
Yes, he is.
Is everybody still muted?
Yes, we're all muted. And today it is the 22nd of April.
The recording has started.
This is April 22nd, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And this is our questions and answers with the Elohim. And we're going to get right into it. Just a second. Let me hear you talk, Terry.
Oh, I'm here. I had a great dream. I had a great dream. I went out on a bicycle, and I found a restaurant, and it had beautiful mashed potatoes with gravy. And that was my dream.
I see. And they were open, and you could sit down, right?
That's right. And the electricity was off, and the streetlights were out, but
I hope that's a prophetic dream, okay?
I don't know. Not the streetlights being out, though.
were you served, and did you consume the potatoes or not in your dream?
Pardon?
Were you served, and did you consume the potatoes in your dream?
Actually, I was sitting down, and I was looking at I looked at somebody else. He had mashed potatoes, and I said I would like that. Okay. And no, they were really good.
Could you unmute everybody for a moment?
Yeah. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Question. How many of you saw Donald Trump's live conference today?
No.
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 No. No. No.
Yes.
They
didn't put it on TV here.
Let's not talk about
too busy
that.
To watch him.
I can't even stand to watch him.
I didn't know it was happening.
Too bad, so sad.
Can you tell us if it was, you know, what he said?
Well,
I want to know what he said.
Maybe you could tell us there, the whole planet here to the question.
There are more experts coming online. He didn't say this. More people who are very distinguished, who are challenging the status quo of the coronavirus.
Mm.
And
they're challenging Gates
and Fauci.
Okay.
And if you look up Gates, you will find out, you know, keep in mind, now I am sure this is true. I am sure it is. And I just have to say these few things. There really is such a thing as a deep state. And they have announced it. It's been out that they really do want to kill at least 80% of the population.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
I know this.
There's not enough. I mean, there's enough evidence of that. They've talked about it publicly. And, you know, Bill Gates happens to have been involved in this whole vaccine thing for a number of years. And in fact, he owns the patents to them. And, you know, he's been going around the world looking like he is a knight in shining armor, bringing things to countries to help fix them. And in one example, he inoculated 500,000 children in India, and they all got terribly sick.
496,000 of them got paralysis.
Paralysis.
Wow. Or died. And
India is actually suing Gates, and and this guy is not a good guy. He is under the thumbs.
And thank you. Thank you for telling everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you research further, you find that guy Fauci. You know Fauci?
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and Bill Gates are in huge cahoots together.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the
same
foundation.
They killed millions of people in Africa.
Yes.
Yes. And
so,
the pharmaceutical stuff.
As much as you don't like Trump, and it's understandable why people don't like him. I mean, he's a bull. He is. How can I say it? He's
an oaf.
He cannot be
oaf.
No. Enough. He cannot
like
be
Patton.
Very.
He's
he
blunt.
Was
Patton.
He's
like his,
he was like Patton.
I know that, so he's exhibiting much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to the best of my understanding, he is standing up against the deep state.
Yes.
Okay. And
absolutely.
That was my question I mailed in about what is Count Germain responsible for, you know, whatever can be revealed to us. Because he was a large part of this. He started this with Franklin.
Okay.
And Voltaire.
So, in any case, I should ask Troika, who has been a friend of Count Germain, and supposedly channels him, okay?
And took on St. Germain as her last name.
St. Germain, yeah. Well, you know what? I have never convinced myself about Count Germain or St. Germain, okay? Now, that doesn't mean he's not true. It's just that I haven't convinced myself. All right?
Well, who addressed the congregation, the declarations before the signing? Who walked in?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Okay? Look, it might be true. I got so many things that I research on that I have to look at it. And, you know, if there's something, just a moment, if there is something not kosher about St. Germain or Count Germain or sources, I have to ask that as a private question. Because they're not going to answer. They don't want to take other people's inventory publicly. They don't want to. They don't do. I don't blame them. And it's like, so I have to ask them privately, and then I, if I'm comfortable with their answer, I can have them do it publicly. Okay, but otherwise, I prefer not to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Wing.
Yes.
Trump is talking about invisible something or other, like invisible force or invisible something or other, what's he referring to?
I don't know. But I do know there is this one guy who we watched. Terry and I watched him. Before we watched Trump's thing, who's talking in the background?
Have a good evening.
Okay. Who is that guy that we were watching at, Terry?
The doctor? Ish. Read something?
No. I'm gonna send these two doctors out because they are both completely credible, completely at the top of their game. The one we watched today was rated one of the top 50 doctors in the country.
Doctors in the U.S.
Yes, and he was saying, you know, is there fake news? These guys are credible enough to be quoted. Not only are they not quoted, when they go on YouTube and they put a YouTube out, their YouTubes are blocked or taken down, okay?
Not all of them, but when they speak of certain subjects.
Particularly when they speak of 5G. This is a hot potato. And, when we watched this one thing, every time he said the word 5G, there was a beep. Like
Locking it
was bleeped out. Now, maybe he bleeped it out, or the person who interviewed him bleeped it out, so that they wouldn't take it down from YouTube. But you could read his lips.
Dr. Rashid Batar.
That's right.
Dr. Rashid. And, Batar. I mean, they're very credible. They're knowledgeable. And, you know, somebody put together a thing where they took all these countries that have this virus, and they were showing the ones with 5G were duplicating much, much faster than other ones. Then there's another one where the doctors have been instructed to put coronavirus as the cause of death, even if a person died from something else. Okay?
Yeah.
And let's see, there's another thing. I mean, it's really, this is important to keep sharing with people, especially credible people. You know, there's a lot of people that rant and rave on YouTube or on the internet. And even though they may be totally correct, they're not good to share because they sound like the conspiracy nuts, you know, and people will dismiss them. But when you get people that are really, really credible, how many of you saw that documentary movie, Out of the Shadow?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That's a good one to share with people because most people would never believe what they're saying in there was possible. And it was well enough produced, and it built you to like the guys who were talking, and they seemed reasonable. And that was building the case for pedophilia and Hollywood and satanic groups. And then there's this woman, Liz. What is it? Croakley. Who was a network news broadcaster who did some shows trying to expose pedophilia, and she was fired. And she didn't look for another job. She just became like a person that's been exposing all this stuff. And she is very good, and she's journalistic. She knows what it means to make something credible, you know? So these are important things to share with people. Because once you shatter somebody's belief systems, it's like it's the beginning of shattering all their belief systems. And it's the beginning of opening them up, you know? And so all of you are in a position to pick and choose things to share with other people. And that is a great contribution to what's going on right now. I mean, if you share it with them and you make some points, they might even be interested in Elohim stuff. Who knows? You know? But in any case, when you share something that's important, that someone else finds important, and it's credible enough for them to believe, you're opening up a big door for all kinds of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
sound like we got a heavy breather on the line.
Yeah, there's some a lot of background noise.
Oh,
yeah,
we're going to mute everybody.
Muted.
By the way,
okay.
Wait.
Yes.
Since a few days ago, your sound quality is not as good. Did you change your microphone?
Not at all.
No, I think it's the line because my sound quality, everybody doesn't have as good as normal.
Mm-hmm.
you have really good sound quality.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
And White Dove, I just unmuted you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, you wanted us to put that thing in the light on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to ask a submit a quick question to it today?
Any updates on Solomon and what can be done to help?
Okay. Let me write that down. Are his parents open to alternative medicine at all?
Yes.
And his name is Solomon, right?
Solomon Gabriel Trinkle, yes.
And what city?
Kemi, Idaho. He's in the hospital in Seattle, Washington.
And he has leukemia, correct?
Correct.
Are you familiar with Earth Clinic?
No.
Look it up. Everybody should write this down and remember it. Earthclinic.com. It is a great website where people who have used alternative things for all kinds of different problems report how it worked for them. So, for example, if you go to earthclinic.com and you look up leukemia, you will find out things that people say worked for them and how it worked and what to do. And, I mean, use your own discretion. It doesn't mean that anything is going to work for you. But if you get a bunch of people reporting the same thing, I would say it's a good shot to pay attention to. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So earthclinic.com.
Okay.
And on that note, let's see, let me mute everybody again.
Unmuted. Muted.
Okay. We do have a lot of questions tonight. 36, 46, we have 30 minutes. 32 minutes. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry, myself, and everybody on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or the computer. That's where the voice comes from. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. It is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. Well, we'll start out with a question from Bonnie Penner. I have come to recognize some of my patterns of behavior
in the last few years. I would like some assistance. What is the theme of this lifetime, and what distortions should I pay attention to? Good question, Bonnie. Courageous question. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. We are so fast. We answered the question already in theory. By the time you finished talking, but okay, let us back up. We see that you are a very caring person, but you have a tendency to want to solve all the problems, to be the leader and solve the problems for other people. And you can take a look at this in your actions. The other people are responsible and for the things that are going on with them. And so connecting with them and just making a good connection and listening to what they have going on and giving them in your mind the responsibility. You are not responsible for all of for them. You are a good friend, and you have a lot of resources to connect with them and to help guide them on their path. If you take a look at different episodes in your life, you can see how this might apply. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, I was thinking that even you, meaning our sources, have to deal with that issue of not being, you know, I mean, they look at people and they said this one time, and it kind of struck me when they said it. They look at people that are in, you know, with health issues, and they want them to immediately fix it. And for whatever reason, they're not able to. Terry Friedman mentioned even Jesus couldn't heal everybody, and he felt really bad when he didn't. And at one point, the Elohim said in an answer to a question that we try to help people feel better, even if they have to, you know, to cheer them up in some way, make them feel cared for. So there is a criteria that they can't help everybody. I mean, maybe they can eventually.
It is co-creation that the person is helped, and it is them that are the major source of their healing. So it is them that he has to see what is needed and to take responsibility for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Question from Dawn in Cottonwood, Arizona. Dawn, I think I'm only going to do one of your questions, because we got a lot of questions tonight. And feel free to resubmit the other one next week, okay? And her question is, exactly who is the being mentioned in the Bible as Jehovah, and what is his true service then and now? I would very much like clarification on this. Now, let me just make a comment that a few years ago, we went through the Old Testament, and I came to the conclusion, which I'm not going to go through all the reasons why, that many, most, or perhaps all of the gods of the Old Testament, I'm not sure, but certainly many, were Anunnaki, who were trying to play the part of gods to keep the cooperation of the people. And they were not God in the way we would think of God normally. And sometimes, you know, that's why there's so many different names for God in the Old Testament. Now let me turn it over to our sources and let them continue.
Thank you. That is correct. As you said the question, we are providing the answers, and it is so fast that now we have to go backtrack. So who would Jehovah be? He was a name that was given for an Anunnaki leader who was then elevated to the area of God, or the job of the overseer of things of God. However, as it has come down, it has changed in meaning and to mean God of all, the God of the God force. And so this was the interpretation of many of the preachers and many of the leaders that were following the Bible. They elevated this. They did not look at it as being an Anunnaki leader. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Next question is from Amy in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Okay? And she asks, just a moment, I believe I have a connection with the Elohim, and I was wondering if you could ask them if I was part of this group prior to coming here. Could you ask them if I am on the right track to complete Christ's millennial work that I was told that I was to do when I was 12 years old? Besides working on elevating my own energy vibration, is there something more specific that I'm supposed to be doing? Am I to work with sacred geometry to bring higher levels of consciousness to the earth? Anything that I should be doing that I'm not?
Thank you. You evidently feel that you should be doing something more, and you have memories of being an Elohim and working with these areas, with these sacred geometries and things, and have this feeling that you should, again, be utilizing your skills in those areas. However, the consciousness of Earth at this time does not include many of those areas. They were what you ran into in the higher realms and were working with, so you naturally have a gravitation towards using your skills. However, the background, the framework, the supporting framework in the Earth plane is not there, as the supporting background was available in the higher realms and in the Elohim realm. So you are doing very well, as you dream at night, you might think of revivifying some of the information that you have had in your past about these sacred geometries and what you did at just take some good, see if you can remember, if you can dream some dreams, and remember what it was and how these areas could be applied to your current life. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I just mentioned one thing about an Elohim soul is they have the ability, more than other people, if they can tap into it, to radiate beautiful, loving energy to other people that can help transmute other people's obstacles and inner tensions. But it's almost like you do it as a background program. This is me talking. This is not the Elohim. They can say it. You do it as a background program. You don't try to force anything on them or any kind of belief. You can do it without going, and then they might be interested. Am I correct when I say that?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. You know, oftentimes people think to be of service, well, I have to do something and I have to work with sacred geometry and do this and do that. And the most best service you can do in this realm is help someone else lift their vibration. And you can't do that by trying. You can make yourself available, you can keep the intention of it, but it happens through a non-trying interaction. When we do this, that's trying. Open my heart. Open my heart. You can't tell your heart to open. It has to, it has to open spontaneously. You can think the idea of it. I want to have an open heart. But that doesn't mean your heart's going to listen. It's you know. But in any case, let's go to the next question from Rich Buckley. Do supersized quasars have consciousness? And if so, what are they usually thinking as they beam their powerful magnetic poles, sometimes for millions of light years in beam length?
Thank you. What is it? Can you describe what is a quasar?
What is a quasar? Okay, I have to look it up. Hang on. Q-U-A-S-A-R. It's an American brand of electronics, first used by Motorola in 1967. That's not the one we want. Well, wait a second. A quasar is a quasi-stellar object, an extremely luminous active galactic nucleus in which a supermassive black hole with mass ranging from millions to billions of times the mass of the sun is surrounded by a gaseous accretion disk. Now, we may be just going too far over Terry's head here.
Well, we may not be. Besides, you're speaking with the Elohim. Okay, we will give you the answer. It's like as you speak the question, we bring the answer, and here is the answer. The consciousness is not the same consciousness and awareness as a human consciousness and awareness. It is a different type of consciousness that is focused and within a certain band of frequencies and range of light and colors of different light. Its intention is to fulfill the function that it is indeed functioning as. And its whole motivation and its whole creative force is towards fulfilling that. We hope that helps.
Thank you. And another question. Louis Cimino in Beverly Hills asked a question last week about why his dog died. And he felt like I didn't ask it correctly. His second dog died, you know, that he got to replace the first dog.
After 1 year, right?
Died after 1 year because it broke. His friend was holding the dog on a leash and it broke and ran into a car. Okay? And on some level, Lou feels that he's being punished or that there's some mystical significance to the fact that these two dogs died. And he wants to know, why is this happening to me? If, in fact, there's a reason.
Thank you. Be reminded, the consciousness of your little dog is not the same consciousness of a person who has been trained that there are such things as traffic and to be careful. The phone just beeped. Are you still hearing me?
Yes.
Okay. The consciousness is not the same. Like if you take a little child can suddenly run in front of a car, not realizing the existence and how to beware of cars. So it was with your little dog. He did not have the wherewithal. It's like his object was to get away or to get somewhere or to get away. And he did not consider all the factors to keep himself safe. And it is not your fault. It is not some punishment of you. It is, and for neither dog, it is not. They are operating within the physical universe and within the limits of the physical universe. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have here a question. It's 6:56, so we have 2 minutes for this question. And we had new people asking questions, and I always put them before people that have asked questions every week for long periods of time. But this is from Valerie from Livermore. Lots of new energies lately. Astral travels in my dreams every night. I'm constantly talking in my sleep. Once in a while, I can hear my own words and recall them when I wake. This morning, I said, it's incubation time, very loud and clear. Can you please help me understand how some of us are feeling we're speeding up in time?
Thank you. There have been some changes in Livermore. There have been some cleaning up of some things. As we tune in to Livermore, the energies have changed. There has been a break in the energies. So that instead of being like hair raising or spine chilling areas of radiation being exuded and experiments going on, there has been a break in this, a change, and so there's like a draft of fresh air coming through your area of Livermore, California. That is one of the main things we see and we feel that you are responding. There are more opportunities, more chances, more openings for energy, good energy to come to you. Thank you.
Thank you. And Grandma White Dove asked that you just stay on the case of Solomon, who was in the hospital in
Seattle. We wanted to add with Solomon, if somebody can be with him and let him know that he is important and they really like him around, and give him some chance to shine with something in the hospital, like so that he's not just under the control of the doctors, but he can feel like he is important and is adding something, telling jokes, or you know he has a purpose. Thank you.
And on that note, I know Bonnie and other people asked multiple questions. I got to ask one of everybody's question anyway. If we ever do that in the future, put your own priority about the most important question, okay? And I will choose that one. All right? And on that note, we're going to bring this session to a close. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, PIN 250513. 712-770-4340, PIN 250513.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Unitary.
Did I ask your... Oh, I didn't ask your question, did I, Jerry?
No, but it's okay.
Ask it next week, okay?
Okay.
I thought I did. I had it on my agenda.
All right, this happened.
Okay.
No problem.